Of what might happen to you as a result of making these revelations?
Oh, yes. I probably am a dead man already.
They think they're living in a police state.
Once upon a time, there were these people in Europe called pilgrims, and they were afraid of being persecuted. So they all got in a boat and sailed to the New World where they wouldn't have to be scared ever again.
I loves my gun.
And I don't mean no money, like I work at Walmart and make no money.
So enjoy yourself, or I'll come looking for you. There and veg out in front of your TV and enjoy what these fine people are giving you, which is maximum entertainment. You understand what I'm saying about? And don't you ever, ever, ever forget what it's like without TV. Because before TV, people just sat and played with themselves all night.
I loves my gun.
Recorded January 3rd, 2013. We beat the Mayan apocalypse. Hey, it's your old pal, Iron Angel, back again with another episode of Rangers A to Z. Tell you what, I know a lot of people kind of bought into the whole apocalypse thing, and I kind of hope it at least opened their eyes to the idea that sometimes things do go wrong in life. The big storm Sandy on the East Coast in the U.S. certainly had a lot of profound impact on a lot of people. And I'm hoping that somebody out there was listening and took these tips to heart and stuff we're doing here and with the other media on all the shows that I'm on and so on and so forth. And hopefully, you know, their lives are a little better. You know, I typically say have about a week's worth of stuff ready to go. There are some cases where friends of mine out in that area got nailed with all that crap and ended up without water, without power, that kind of stuff for like 2-3 weeks. But they did have some stuff put up, and you know, they were people that were aware that this could happen, and they saw the weather report and went, huh, that doesn't look good. And so, you know, they filled up a lot of bottles and things like that. So, you know, definitely, if you see a storm coming, you know, do the wise thing. And if you haven't listened to a lot of the back shows and stuff, not a bad thing to have. You know, I'm not really exciting to listen to. I'm kind of about as exciting to listen to as Stereo Instructions book on tape. I realize that. But there's a lot of information. There's a lot of information out there to help you get through everyday stuff. Before I go a whole lot further, I want to say, you know, Happy New Year. Glad we didn't get destroyed by the Mayans, because we all knew we weren't going to. You know, the stupid people couldn't figure out how calendars work. So, you know, sure, okay, turn to those giant stone slabs. Yeah, that can cause some problems, but you know. Any rate, being it's New Year, I've decided I'm going to try and do a show every 2 weeks. In the past year, I did about a show every 2 weeks, but they didn't always come out that way. Sometimes they come out typically, depending on what I was doing, you know, what was going on at the time. There were a lot of runs where I'd put out 3 or 4 new shows in a month, and then it'd be, you know, 2 months before another new show came out. So I'm trying to get better about that and do at least a show a week. You know, optimally a show, I'm sorry, a show every 2 weeks. My mistake there. Optimally a show every week would be great, but I don't know if I'm going to have time to do that or not. There's a lot of other things going on. I'm recording and this and that and the other thing. And an awful lot of that will end up showing up here, too, before too much longer. I know you've been listening to the same background tracks for about the last year, so that's, you know, that's about time to change that around. And I might redo the intro. I haven't really decided yet. You know, we'll see. As usual, the background tracks, the stuff I recorded last year for RPM, the RPM Challenge, rpmchallenge.com. It's record production month. In the month of February, I'm going to be recording at least one, likely three albums. Start to finish, completely writing them, recording them, mixing them. They're going to be sloppy and nasty and just kind of loose, like all the stuff you hear underneath all this stuff. If everything goes according to plan, I'll have at least some new material to throw up in here. And I will probably actually premiere it here. I'm also in a band called Incantations that you can find on Facebook at Incantations Band. That's plural, S. And there's a bunch of stuff we recorded, but I haven't really talked to the band a whole lot yet about using it on the show. Because we're more of a visual band, because what we do is sort of, it's almost performance art. I don't know that we're going to actually put out anything as audio only. Oddly enough, I've got all the audio tracks sitting on the exact same machine I'm recording on, using the exact same machine that I'm recording with, all this kind of stuff. And I could drop it in there, and they don't listen, so they'd never know. But anyway, yeah, I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to do is some of the stuff that's going to get recorded here during February will get put in the show, so, and I'll give you download links and all that kind of stuff so you can grab it if you like it. This show is going to have some entertainment in the middle from Scroobius Pip. You know, I'm not really a big fan of rap. I listen to some here and there, but not a huge amount. But I really like Scroobius Pip. And he gave the Rangers permission to use all of his stuff and said, yeah, run it, guys. You know, this is good. And I like this track a lot. It talks about knife crime in Great Britain quite a bit. And we'll get to that when we get there. But on the whole, the tracks on the outside are actually all tracks of mine in some way or another. I've got Beatnik Turtle, My Cereal, from their album When I Was Your Age. And Gumbo Stew doing a version of one of my songs. I actually wrote this song, so I think I may have used it in a show sometime last year, but I'm going to throw it back in there again. Any rate, glad you made it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to, you know, stick this on and suffer through me being, you know, trying to be funny but not doing a very good job of it. There's a lot of just this wall of tips and stuff, but they're all scattered and crap that I want to cover, and I'm not going to do them all on this show because I want to put some stuff together that actually is, you know, cohesive, put like with like and that kind of stuff. And so this is kind of a, you know, I'm not going to do a clip show or anything like that, but I'm going to do a little bit of retrospective looking back on the year and things here. Through the course of the year, I was out on the road quite a bit doing stuff with a band. And in that, I stumbled back into some stuff I had forgotten, and I shared in a few past shows. Almost every show we had something go wrong somewhere. Sometimes it was vehicle stuff, sometimes it was audio equipment or electronics or something like that. One show we couldn't hear ourselves, you know. And anytime you're doing anything in life, and I mean anything, there is a possibility that something will go wrong. And that can be sitting on the couch. So, you know, don't think just because you're not terribly active that you don't need to know how to do something in life. You know, the more knowledge you have, the more ability you have, the less problems there are. Sure, things will crop up, but they're not a disaster, they're not a catastrophe, they're not an emergency. Okay, the dog puked on the carpet. Clean that up. No big deal. Okay, we had a flat tire. Fix that. No big deal. Okay, the tire fell off the car. That was really aggravating, but we dealt with it, you know, and kept going. And yeah, that happened May or so. There have been storms, power's been out, you know, I actually got to use a whole lot of the stuff that I talk about here. Power went out here for a couple days during an ice storm we had. Other than the fact that I got up and I couldn't get online and record and all that kind of stuff, it was pretty much the same, you know, no big deal. Oh well, power's out, so what? Light some candles, use some battery lanterns, you know, that kind of stuff. It wasn't that cold, so, you know, that wasn't a big deal. But the ice storm hit, and then it got warm and melted off. Yeah, just, you know, typical stuff. So at any rate, you know, there's a lot of things in the past shows. Wow, that background mix was really not done well. Sorry about that, guys. There's a lot of things in the past shows that are useful, and I'm going to hit some of those points again this year, too, as we go through. Last year, I did a couple shows that I did not release, and I'm going to do them this year. I'm actually going to redo episodes, I think it's 6 and 7, and release them. And 6 is going to end up being a multiple-part episode. The original recording will get released as 6, and then the new one will get released as 20-something. So the numbering is going to be a little bizarre, but... and those are... those are topics I was really hesitant to do. I was going to do an episode on what to do if you're ever downrange in a mass shooting. And I actually recorded the episode prior to the Aurora, Colorado and Sandy Hook shootings, and thought about it and said, you know, I don't know. I don't want to put anything out there that's going to cause people to freak out and be scared. I don't think fear is the answer to anything. Fear does not help you in any way, shape, or form. I don't know how else to put it. If you're constantly afraid that you're going to be shot at, you're not living. It's a possibility, yes. Statistically speaking, the possibility is better that you're going to get hit by lightning on the way to the store to buy the lottery ticket that will win the Mega Millions. Seriously. I mean, so maybe it's not quite that narrow, but you have a better chance of being hit by lightning. And in all reality, even if you are in that situation, the number of people who survive is much higher than the number of people who die. So we'll cover all that. I'm going to get right on that one. It's a really hard one because I have to do multiple parts to it. I realized I need to do one that is specifically for kids. Because a lot of people are really afraid, you know, oh my God, you know, my kids are in danger. And that's understandable. I mean, that's really what it's about. When you're a parent, your kids are your life. And I really don't get the people who don't have that mentality, you know. I mean, okay, you have your own life, sure, but most of what you're doing should be for the benefit of the future, for your legacy, your kids, your family, so on and so forth, to carry on what you are, to carry on your ideals, to carry on your history and your stories. And so the fact that some people, you know, are really afraid for their kids and want to be able to help their kids, I need to do an episode that's just that. So I'll have that one. If you're listening and you got some input on stuff you'd like to hear done, jump on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, and shoot us a message at rangers.a to z. It's r4nger5.a2z. And you can find us there. Drop us a message if there's something you want to hear about, a show you want to cover. I haven't covered floods yet. There's a piece of music I really want to use. A buddy of mine recorded that I can't find, titled Floods. And so I want to find that music and use that one with that one. There's a number of other things I want to cover, too. I want to go back around and redo, you know, winter survival, desert survival, you know, stuff like that. Just, you know, on the offhand chance that your car breaks down. I've got some friends going to Burning Man Labor Day, you know, September or so. And so I want to cover some more stuff there. You know, there's a lot of my friends who are going ice fishing, this kind of stuff, and I want to cover stuff there. So dealing with hypothermia, dealing with the cold, you know, so on and so forth. So yeah, that's my plan for the year. Hopefully you've got your plans for the year. I think it was, maybe it was one crazy summer. Without a plan, there's no attack. Without an attack, there's no victory. The crazy old Eugene Levy character, not Eugene Levy, whoever was playing that character. You know, the Scoutmaster dad, and it was just kind of nuts. If you haven't seen it, it's a typical 80s comedy. It's not that great, but it's got some funny bits in it. You know, it's kind of a situational comedy, 80s kind of style stuff. One Crazy Summer also goes with the movie Better Off Dead. Great combo. You run those back-to-back. That's about 3 hours of just silly, kind of light screwing around. You probably won't learn a whole lot out of it, but you know what? Sometimes you just got to kick back, relax, and enjoy yourself. So, you know, get some friends, make up some food, have some popcorn, have a good time. Any rate, let's see. We're a good 10 minutes into me yammering, and I haven't really said a dang thing, have I? Well, let me fix that. I'm going to pause here for just 1 second, though, and refill my beverage, and then I'll come back, and hopefully you can do the same. If you're listening on one of the live streams, sorry you can't pause, but I want something really important here in the next few minutes, so go grab a beverage and sit down and relax. Okay, in theory, I'm back. That's the beauty of pre-recording. If you ever decide to do a podcast and you have the option, there's two real kind of vibes. I pre-record everything, which allows me to put music underneath of it, choose tracks, throw them in wherever. I actually have a template laid out, and I recommended in a, or I've said in a past show I was going to explain how I do this. I use Reaper. Reaper is a digital audio workstation software. I'm not affiliated with them in any way. I like it. If you get a chance, go to reaper.fm, check it out. It's free to try for 30 days. After that, it turns into Nagware. If you decide you like it and want to buy it, it's reasonably cheap. It's like 60, 70 bucks, something like that. Brought to you by the guy who wrote Winamp, actually, and Nutel and a whole bunch of other software. It's real functional. It's real light on the hardware. It runs a lot like a big analog desk does, which is what I grew up with. You know, that's what I've used for years. I still have a giant 24-channel desk that looks like the cockpit of a 747 sitting next to me. But for this, it's a USB headset, just a simple Logitech USB headset, into an old beat-to-crap Pentium 4 machine, into Reaper. The sound quality isn't fantastic. You can probably hear the fan in the background. The thing is, once you get used to it and learn how to use like the noise gates and things like that, it's an incredibly powerful piece of software. A lot of people use Audacity or some other things like that, and it works great for them. If you can do a pre-recorded show, this is really not a bad way to do it. You set up a template where you've got an hour, say you've got an hour-long show like I've got. You set up an hour-long template, you put your last music tracks in place before you record. So you can see that you're coming up to them, and in theory, you can actually, you know, talk right up to the point that those start. You don't have, you know, 4 minutes of blank space because you didn't record everything like you thought you were gonna, or end up talking over the top of when the singer starts singing, that kind of stuff. Typically, I will not put in the location of the middle music break until after I've started recording. Because I get a bender, or, you know, I get ranting about something and off I go, and, you know, next thing I know I'm on top of that. So I've got my under tracks are already pre-placed in. They're faded back. I think they're set about, yeah, they're 18 dB down underneath of where the vocals are and stuff. So in theory, they're not too loud. When you're recording, it's actually a little louder than it is in the final, just because of the way the preview works. And I've got the headphones cranked way the hell up. I really could, you know, I could turn the headphones down. I wouldn't have that issue. Of course, the button's ignoring me, so yeah, there we go. I got the headphones cranked way up because when you listen back, you're looking for, you know, weird noises and clicks and this and that and the other thing, you know. So, but you set up your template. You've got your intro. You've got your under music, that kind of stuff. You go through, you record your tracks. Every time you take a break, if you pause for anything, save your work. Once you get the thing done, it's not a bad idea to render the final file and check it before you delete all that stuff, or just don't delete it. You'll store it for later or whatever. If you're really clever, you keep show notes. Like, you know, a lot of other radio shows that I listen to, Vertigo Radio, so on and so forth, Rangers Radio, all use show notes. And they've got links to where they're getting the information from, that kind of stuff. I'm kind of lazy about that. I'm quite often not referencing directly, so there's usually not show notes other than the musical tracks. And when I put those up in different places, I try and give link backs to where the music came from. Because all the music I use, I have permission from the artists that performed it to use their music, and I want to, you know, I want to give back to them for being kind enough to do that. And that's another thing. If you've got a band and you've got some music out there that you wouldn't mind letting us use on the show, please get a hold of us on Facebook. Or the other option is you could jump onto rangers.com, R4NGER5.com. Jump into our IRC chat. We've got an internet relay chat room on Freenode, which is hash R4NGER5, strangely enough. Hop in, let us know, hey, this is where it's at, throw up a link, and even if I'm, you know, if I'm not there right away, I mean, we may not respond right away because I could be sleeping or something, because I leave the machine on all the time. I'll come back in later and go, oh, cool, you know, so-and-so stopped in and gave us some music. But if you, you know, if you stop in and drop in some music and stuff, you know, you got to tell us in writing, you can use this stuff for your show. You know, here's where we'd like you to, you know, link back to or say in the show to go to, that kind of stuff. That way you can easily get promoted for what you're doing and you know, that kind of stuff. So And there's been a bunch of bands that have been kind enough to give us their stuff. There's some stuff that I don't actually have yet. I have to go buy their CDs. It's interesting. There's a couple of fairly big bands out there who have given us permission to use their stuff. I just have to go buy their CDs, and I haven't gotten around to doing that yet. So at some point, you'll be hearing Sons of Liberty on here because they were kind enough to actually give us permission to use all the stuff off their albums. So that's pretty cool, you know. Sons of Liberty is a side project off from Iced Earth. And if you're out cruising the internet, check them out. There's some good stuff there. So, but at any rate, make sure you get permission to use your podcast stuff so you don't get it pulled down because of a DMCA takedown notice or something like that. If you can use your own music, hey, great, even better. You know, if you got a podcast about music, you have to really carefully look into, you know, how much can you play legally and so on and so forth. Different things, there's different rules on if you're teaching about music. On public radio, Carl Haas's Adventures in Good Music was a good example. He would play pieces and explain what was going on theory-wise. And so, because of the way fair use works, you could get away with doing that without too much difficulty, but definitely research the snot out of it. You know, make sure that you know what you're doing so you don't get sued because everybody's so frickin' sue-happy, you know. That or, you know, get out on the net and dig around. There's a lot of stuff up on alonetone.com. There's a lot of stuff up on SoundCloud that's all free. That, you know, the guys that are putting it up will tell you right in the description. This is free to use, you know, non-commercial, you can't sell it, so on and so forth. So if your podcast has advertising, which ours does not, you can't use the non-commercial stuff. You know, so look into that, look into the research. And I really would like to hear more people doing podcasts. I know that some of the guys out there that are listening to this, I know you, I know what you do, and I would love to have you doing shows. I believe that R is coming back with a show who did Newsreel X on Rant for a while. Did 10 episodes of Newsreel X on Rant Radio for a while. It was a fantastic show. And I think he's coming back this year. I believe Weird Wolf from Rant is coming back this year with a new show. I think tentatively titled Weird Alley, but I'm not sure that's going to be the final thing, but you heard it here first if it is. So, and I'm really hoping to get Weird on the show at some point because, you know, he's been around forever and has a lot of cool stuff going on. I'd love to get some of the hosts from other shows to jump in occasionally. I haven't had a lot of guests in, but I've had a few. I'd love to get Uncle Dak in at some point from the Uncle Dak Show on Rant Radio and Osprey, and I think he might be in one of the network too, but I'm not sure. You know, just to shoot the breeze and have fun and, you know, do a light, fun show. Because these guys are just, they're guys I listen to, they're entertaining, they're fun. There's a lot of really great free media out there, and you know what? You too could be making it. I mean, it's really not hard. You don't need much. We've reached a point where you could do it. If you got a smartphone, you can do it on your phone. You know, Eli over at Osprey Network, OspreyNetwork.info, or OspreyNet.info. Sorry, it's OspreyNet.info, my fault there. Well, you can mail him a cassette tape, and he will convert it for you and put it up as a show. So if you've ever wanted to have a show about anything, and you can come up with even halfway crappy equipment, you know, as long as it's not too scratchy and all that kind of stuff, there are outlets for you. There's an outlet for your voice out there, and there are people out there who want to listen, and there are people out there who appreciate what you do. You know, you could be the most boring person there is, but there's something in your life that you're good at. And if there isn't, it's a new year. Now's a great time to change that. You know, if nothing else, every new year, you should try and learn one new major skill set. I haven't really decided what mine's going to be this year. I already do some dang much stuff. I don't have time to do it all anyway. You know, blowing glass, metalwork, woodwork, leather. You know, it just keeps going. So, why don't you make yourself a resolution for yourself to learn something new every year? It's not a bad idea to try and learn at least one new thing every day. I typically do that. I get up before I eat. A lot of times I'll go for a walk before I eat. I get up, I'm all stupid, I'm out staggering around, you know, trying to figure out what I'm doing today. And I keep a list of things I'm supposed to do, which is not a bad thing to do either. You know, go through and check off your list as you get them done throughout the course of the day. And because I work for myself, you know, the boss is a jerk, let me tell you. When you work for yourself, you work like a dog, and the boss is a jerk, and he's a slave driver, and your employees are screw-offs, and, you know, it's horrible. But you have a list of stuff you do every day. You go through, check off list, put on that list, you know, learn one new thing. Typically, I'll get up and sit in front of the machine and try and learn one new piece of information. Doesn't even have to be terribly useful. I'm full of useless information. Listening back over this show will tell you that. So yeah, that's really not a bad resolution to have in this new year, in any new year. And once you learn that new thing, it's yours. You get to keep it. At that point, share it. You know, if you got a show, even if you don't have a show, record a single podcast that goes through and explains in intimate detail how to do something you know how to do. If it's, you know, if it's your family's cheesecake recipe that's been handed down through generations from the old country, record it and give it to your kids. You know, I don't see any reason at all that you can't sit down with a recorder and get your family's stories. I really wish I had the equipment to do that and the forethought to do that when I was a little kid. But, you know, as a little kid, when you're seven, you don't think of this stuff. But my family's stories are all kind of amazing. There's some really amazing stuff. And I may actually have story time sometime and just go through and tell some of these stories on the show. Because there's some really amazing stuff that had some really interesting lessons in it. Things that I learned that came back, you know, years later and came in really handy. My granddad used to, he'd look at you, he'd do something stupid, he'd look at you and, you know, I was a little kid, I'm sitting there and you're not really sure if you should cry or not because, you know, everybody's looking at you. And he'd say, well, did you learn anything? And I got to tell you, that right there, that concept right there goes so far in life, it's not even funny. Whenever you do something stupid, whenever you screw up, step back and ask yourself, did I learn anything? The obvious one is, yeah, you learn you don't like to be embarrassed, you don't like to be made fun of for, you know, doing something stupid, whatever. But did you learn anything that can extend into the future and that you can give to someone else? Did you learn anything you can use or someone else can use to not go through this again? If we all did this as a people and shared these things, we would, as a people, be in a great deal better location, in theory. Okay, granted, some people will misuse that. Some people will take that and will actually find a way to use that to make money off it, so on and so forth. Okay, that's if you're inclined, great. I'm all about, you know, free sharing of this kind of stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I know how to do that I make money off from. But at the same time, I'm quite willing to show you how to do those exact same things because you will do them differently. If, you know, any of you out there, any of the listeners out there, and I happen to get together, and let's say we did woodwork together, and I showed you how to do something with wood, say carve wood the way I carve wood, I guarantee that within a, you know, when our skill levels are equal, and it won't take long for yours to be as good as mine, let me tell you, when our skill levels are equal, you will carve wood in a different way than I do. You will have a different creative background and mindset, and even if you're doing something that's similarly themed, there will still be differences in our work. So there's really no reason to hold back on that information. And as I was studying to be a blacksmith years ago, you know, we're not going to say how long ago, I discovered there's an awful lot of this secretism. Oh, well, it's the secret, you know, thing of the trade and so on and so forth. And it was just BS. A lot of it was, I understand there was a lot of it done just to keep people from, you know, jumping in immediately going, well, I don't want to make a knife. And, you know, that was the first thing they wanted to do. They wanted to go and be stupid with it. Okay, yeah, you don't show them that. There are some foundational skills you must have before you get to that point. But a lot of the secretism and all that kind of stuff just really wasn't there. So, you know, it didn't need to be there. It was there, but it didn't need to be there. So, yeah, in this new year, make a note to yourself to learn something new and share it with somebody else. And if that happens to be through a podcast, you can share it with hundreds of people. Great, cool, rock on, do that. That's all right. You know, that's a cool thing to do. So when you get done with it, you know, find some place to put it up. Throw it up on archive.org. Throw it up on Alone Tone. Throw it up on, you know, SoundCloud, wherever. Bandcamp, there's a bunch of places to put stuff up. And, you know, send us a link. Jump on our pages and send us a link so we can hear your stuff, too, because that'd be cool. We'll give you a shout-out and, you know, just keep spreading stuff around. Let's see. Looks like we're coming up on our first music break. This is Scroobius Pip with the track Great Britain. And like I say, I'm not usually into rap that much, but I kind of like this track for some reason. I don't know why. V played it on Rangers Radio a while back, and it just stuck in my head. So for whatever reason, this track really kind of stayed with me, so I wanted to actually throw it in one of the shows. It doesn't exactly fit, and it may come back in another show later where it fits more. But, you know, this show's just kind of all over the place, so here we go.
Upon my page written the things that make and break Britain. See, I'm from a little place called Great Britain, but I don't have a love or hate Britain. These words upon my page written the things that make and break one Britain. Inch to the left could have been the difference between life and death. Knife wound to the heart or the side of the chest could have been one statistic less. See, sometimes Great Britain ain't that great. Kids getting stabbed at alarming rate, pressed with a passion to exaggerate, increasingly clueless heads to say. See, knife crime ain't about knives, it's about young Britain, their ways of life. You don't solve knife crime by taking knives to hand, solve it by instilling youth hope and plans. Got positives though, I swear it's true. North, south, east, west to the Midlands too. Got diversity that shines on through, makes the best music in the world, we do. I'm from a little place called Great Britain, but I don't have a love or hate Britain. These words upon my page written, the things that make and break Britain. See, I'm from a little place called Great Britain, but I don't have a love or hate Britain. These words upon my page written, the things that make and break Britain. In a 2008-2009 government report, violent crime was not listed to increase or decrease. It was instead listed as stable. Now what I ask you is stable really acceptable? See, between 2003 and 2008, the number of children admitted into NHS hospitals with knife wounds saw a rise of 120%. So in my eyes, 2008 and 2009 stability just marks that card as desensitized. But statistics can be twisted, and our context aren't realistic. And whilst this might seem oversimplistic, we need to fight this and resist it. I'm from a little place called Great Britain, but I don't know if I love or hate Britain. These words upon my page written, the things that make and break Britain. See, I'm from a little place called Great Britain, but I don't know if I love or hate Britain. These words upon my page written, the things that make and break Britain. See, I'm from a little place called Great Britain, but I don't know if I love or hate Britain. These words upon my page written, the things that make and see, I'm from a little place called Great Britain, but I don't know if I love or hate Britain. These words upon my page written, the things that make and break Britain.
Scroobius Pip with Great Britain. Let's see. That's actually Dan LaSalle and Scroobius Pip, I'm pretty sure. At any rate, I just kind of like the guy. You know, there's something about the way he's doing it. The British accent kind of, you know, makes it interesting because most rap has a distinctly American sound to it. And even guys from Britain and other countries are trying very hard to emulate that American sound. So, you know, I really like the fact that he's doing it as, you know, he's quite British. And so, you know, points to him. There's a lot of things about that particular track, like I say, we're going to come back to in later shows. Britain has a tremendous knife crime problem. Per capita, it's more violent in Britain than it is in America. Well, than it is in most of America. If you happen to live in the inner city, it's a different story. That's a whole other ball of wax. But most of the people that are living out in rural America or the suburbs and stuff like that, statistically speaking, crime has gone down consistently for the last 20 years. Violent crime has gone down for the last 20 years. Your chances of being murdered, that sort of stuff, that's, yeah, I can talk. I really can't speak English, honestly. That sort of stuff has gone down substantially in the last 20 years. And, there's this culture of fear. And I really got to say, I'm kind of sick of the culture of fear. Because fear isn't doing anybody any good. It's making a lot of people money. There's a lot of people out there who are quite willing to sell you something to keep you from being afraid. That could be a weapon, that could be a security system, that could be gated communities, living in a house in a gated community, so on and so forth. But a lot of those things are really being marketed on fear. And if you're not afraid, if you're cognizant of the potential risks and take measures to deal with them, and you're not afraid, all that stuff loses its power over you. You're no longer afraid to go out at night because there might be somebody out waiting in the dark. You're no longer afraid that, if you don't buy this product, that your spouse isn't going to love you, that your kids aren't going to love you. You start to realize that there's a whole culture of fear. And the easiest way to see this is watch the previews for the news. Could something be killing your family? Tune in 11 to find out. What they're trying to do there is sell that ad space. They don't particularly want to sell you the news itself as much as they want you watching so that there's enough people watching in that span of time to sell those ads. And through that, you get a great deal of bias in the media because the more sensational something is, the worse the story is, the better chance it has of making the news because more people will be watching and therefore more ad revenue. And for the same reason, you don't see nice stories. You don't see stories about people helping their community. You don't see stories about people helping the little lady across the street. It just doesn't happen that often. There might be one little viral video story a night about something positive because a lot of people are caught up in this culture of fear. And really, is it doing them any good? No. No, it's not. Is it doing the network any good? Well, it's certainly padding their bottom line out nicely, isn't it? But on the whole, a viewership who's primarily fearful is, one, more apt to tune in. Because if you have a three-part story about what might be killing your family this week, you'll tune into all three parts. Even if there's nothing in any of them. If they're fearful, they're more apt to stay home and watch TV than they are to go out. On the whole, fear is basically being leveraged as a means of making capital. The less you're afraid, the more you do. The less you're afraid, the more you live. The more experiences you have, the more fun you have. There's certain wisdom to being aware that certain things exist and to be cognizant. That's not a terribly good section of town. Maybe we shouldn't go there. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. If your buddy lives down there, okay, you want to go down and visit your buddy? Hey, maybe we'll meet at a different bar, because you're not used to that neighborhood, whatever. But on the whole, don't be afraid. Now, there are certainly times to be wary. If that little voice in the back of your head says something isn't right, there's a really good chance something isn't right. Look around, be aware of your surroundings. It could be anything. There could be a gas leak, there could be a down power line, there could be a wild dog. But if that voice in the back of your head says something's wrong, look around you. Pay attention to your surroundings all the time. Be aware of things. If you hear screeching tires and stuff like that, it might be a good time to get off wherever they're driving instead of just walking along not paying attention. So, here where I live, we just had a case where a group of young adults peer pressured one of their buddies into kicking in the door on a convenience store. And it struck me as kind of odd because there were some folks that were out walking who encountered this individual and his friends beforehand and later said to the media, of course, they thought something wasn't right about them and didn't really do anything about it. Now, there wasn't really anything going on that could have done anything about it. I don't have the full story, so I can't tell you. This is the other thing, is the media doesn't ever have the full story. When something happens, quite often it takes weeks or months for the full story to come out, and it doesn't always come out. Not everybody comes and tells their story. So don't believe a lot of the stuff the media tells you right away, because they're looking for those ratings, they're looking for sensationalization, and they're looking to get
that advertising revenue. So, you know, don't necessarily buy everything. But in this little local thing, you know, if you knew there was a problem and then you found out the next day that this door had gotten busted out, they were you know, kind of half-assed trying to rob the store, but it didn't really happen. Because a kid ran in and realized, oh, I'm on camera, duh, and then took off. But in that case, they could have gone to the store owner, to the clerk, to the police, whoever, and said, hey, you know, I saw so-and-so out running around and stuff. Granted, he was on tape. They, you know, there was a lot of stupid involved with this one. It didn't take long to solve this. But if you see something, let somebody know. You know, if you see something that looks just strange, kind of watch it at a distance. Let somebody know. Don't be afraid. Just, you know, hang back and figure out what's going on. Sometimes things you're seeing aren't what they seem at first. You know, when you see them, you look at it and go, huh, that didn't look right. And you get looking and you realize, oh, wait, oh, okay, it's just, you know, it's the city crew working on a manhole or, you know, something like that. But if something doesn't seem right, investigate. You know, collect information. If you don't feel qualified yourself to deal with it in a direct way, contact somebody else who can. Contact somebody else who, you know, that's their job, basically. So, yeah, I'm just checking my time here. It looks like I got about 12 minutes or so to ramble on about nothing. This hasn't been a particularly productive episode, has it? That's where I start telling knock-knock jokes to fill in time. Usually, that's the other thing. I started talking about podcasts earlier on. It's really not a bad idea to have an outline, and I didn't this time. I just wanted to get a show together. I kind of had a vague idea I wanted to cover, you know, New Year stuff, that I wanted to start doing a bi-weekly show. I want to get some more guests on, that kind of stuff. I had, a number of topics I want to cover this year, and I didn't make an outline, and I should have, because I'd realized, look at the outline, huh, that ain't going to fill an hour. Even with the music, I mean, I think I do about 45 minutes, roughly, on a short show. Sometimes as much as 50 minutes, depending on what the music tracks are and stuff. And if I looked at the list and looked at the show, I'd have went, huh, that's nowhere near enough. The other problem I run into quite a lot is I go through and I'll create a list, and then I don't have it in front of me when I'm actually doing the show. And I don't, you know, I keep, as you well know, I wander a lot. I'm Irish and American Indian. That's part of our trait. I mean, it's in our genetics that we wander around in stories. Buddy of mine used to come over and he'd start telling you a story, then he'd take off in the middle of the story, just walk away, get in his car and leave, come back 2 days later, pick up the story where he was at, and, oh, this is the thing I was telling you about, and show it to you, which was kind of cool. He was, you know, he's a classic, Irish cop from Detroit kind of guy. Tough as nails, fun stories, but it was weird sometimes. And people who weren't used to it, it really freaked out. So, yeah. And I do that. It's just how I'm wired. Sorry about that, guys. Eventually, I'll come around to finishing some of the stories I started in, you know, the early five episodes or something. But at any rate, when you look at your list, sometimes you look at the list and you realize, or maybe not realize, as I've done a bunch of times, that's more than a one-hour show. There's a couple of these that I've had to do in two parts because I realized, you know, halfway through the show, crap, there's way too much stuff that needs to be covered. And so, you know, I've got to come back around and do some more fall camping ones because I started that. And I realized about a third of the way into the show, geez, this is really three shows worth of stuff. So at some point I'll come back around and finish those up and put all them together as a collection and stuff. If you go to the Rangers site, the Mirror, r4ngerr5.com, along the right-hand side there's a list of all of our different media that the Rangers put out. And in there you'll find the old A to Z shows on the Mirror, and you can go through and see some of the titles that connect. You know, you'll see part two of a certain topic and stuff like that. Now, if you're doing your own podcast, it's really not a bad idea to record all those shows together. If you don't do that, at least go back and listen to the old show. I typically go back through and listen to the old show so I don't go over the same ground too heavily. Sometimes you want to go over the same ground because somebody might miss it the first. Sometimes you may come back to it and do it in a different way. by presenting the same thing in a different story, an allegorical story, or, you know, so on and so forth, somebody might grasp the concept better. Depends, you know, it depends on your style and what you're used to. If you're not used to working in allegorical style or telling stories, that kind of stuff, it may be uncomfortable. It may not be the best way to do it. Do what works for you and what you're comfortable with. If you're not comfortable doing things like that, don't. Hey, it's your show. Do what you want to do. Once you get everything done, go through, render it out, and render is basically converting it to a final collected single file, you know, MP3 or what have you. Spread it out there, disseminate, that kind of stuff. If you want to get on Osprey, contact Eli. If you want to get on Rant, contact Sumerian, and they'll get you up with a show and set everything up, and I can listen to your stuff, and that'd rock. So yeah, enough of harping on that. So the new year is coming. It's cold. We haven't had a whole lot of snow here yet. I'm kind of thinking when we do, I'm going to go outside and do some pictures and stuff. I might throw up on the site. I really don't have a lot of pictures up on the Facebook page, but I should have more. Ooh, there's a screw up I got to fix in the background audio. Didn't notice that. Whoops. Oh well, I might leave it. Who knows? Let me just do some monkeying with. This is the reason we pre-record stuff. I really could have just gone in and fixed this. But, you know, I'm being lazy on this show. This is my screw-off end of the year, beginning of the new year show, so. I'm coming up on the one-year anniversary, and I don't actually know when that is. I have to look when I put up the first show and find out when I record the first show. The whole thing happened about this time last year where we were sitting around talking on IRC, Internet Relay Chat, and I think we may have even jumped over into some voice chat. And I said, you know, somebody needs to get together and do a show that covers just the basic stuff. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there. Okay, so you've been studying outdoors craft, you've been studying woodcraft, or you were in scouts or something like that. You got some basis. And, you know, of course, I had to be the one to open my mouth. So, you know, V and a couple of the other Rangers, Graffin and Kevin and all those guys said, well, there you go. There's your show. Get on it. And that's how I ended up doing this. And so, you know, your mileage may vary, but I'm really kind of hoping to see some more people do some more media. I just think it's a good thing. It's never been easier. If you ever want to learn to play an instrument, now is the time, because there have never been more instruments out there. There's never been more information out there. You can jump on YouTube and learn how to play just about any instrument there is. There's a few rare ones you don't see a lot of stuff about. You know, try and find a lot of information on hurdy-gurdy playing is a little challenging, but it's out there. So whatever you want to learn to do, do some research. It's out there. Granted, there's some stuff that is certainly more dangerous than other things, and anything that you're going to learn how to do, the first question is, what are the safety procedures? What do I need to be aware of? What are the risks here? Am I capable of doing this? Am I capable of dealing with these risks? Is my environment capable of dealing with these risks? Blowing glass in an apartment? Probably not a good idea. Because sometimes little hot chips of glass will flip off and land on the ground, on the floor around you, that kind of stuff. If you're in an apartment, this could be a really major issue. So, you know, be aware of your environment. Be aware of your safety procedures, techniques, equipment, tools. Know how everything works. Know how all of your gear works. When you take up something new, like woodworking, for example, you're dealing with a material, a machine. Well, let's say the machinery, the tools, which are way better at cutting wood than, you know, that was really phrased horribly. If you start dealing with woodworking tools, they cut wood really well. And being that wood is made out of harder stuff than you are, they cut you even better. So, you know, get somebody who's actually got some knowledge and experience in this stuff. And not, you know, Three Finger Larry, your buddy from down the road there. You get somebody who's been working with this stuff for a while to show you the right way to work with things, the right way to use tools, and the right kinds of safety equipment to use. And, you know, use the stuff. The biggest safety any tool, any machine, anything has is the one that you carry between your ears all the time. You know, use it. Be clear-headed. Drinking and sawing wood is just a bad combination. I'll tell you that right up front. I know some idiots who, you know, decided to get real drunk and build a pole barn. And one guy managed to quite handily screw one of the boards to his hand. So, yeah, don't do that. So, at any rate, let's see. It looks like we got about, 8 minutes, 6 minutes, something like that, of me yammering. I want to thank you for tuning in. If this is your first show, I'm so sorry. This one kind of went nowhere fast. If you've been tuning in for a while, thank you. Glad to have some folks out there listening. I'm hoping that something we've done here has helped somebody. I know I've gotten some feedback from a few people. Some of the stuff we have done actually has changed lives. It's kind of humbling. It's one of those things that, you know, a year ago I probably wouldn't have believed. You know, if somebody had told me that, hey, you're going to do a little podcast just screwing around, you just yammering, you know, yelling into a microphone in the studio for, you know, 45 minutes a week, was actually going to save a couple lives and change a couple lives, I'd have probably laughed at you. I might not have. You know, weird things happen in my life, so, you know, it might have been something I'd have bought, but on the other hand, probably I just laughed at you and went, yeah, right, not going to happen. You know, because you can always have those high ideas, you can always have that hope, but, you know, the reality of it is you just don't really expect to be able to change a person's life. And you, yes, you, the listener, you, the person listening to my voice right now, can change the world. Not a lot, maybe not a huge amount, but a little bit. And every little change for the better is better than nothing. That entropy of just sitting on your hands and going, well, nothing left I can do, is not getting anybody anywhere. It's not putting you in a better position. It's not putting the people around you in a better position. And sometimes when you fall, when you stumble, there's someone that you helped who will come back and help you. And I got to tell you, those times are really amazing and very, very humbling. So I want to thank you for taking the time out to listen to the shows. I want to thank you for, you know, for being out there. If I taught you anything, share it with somebody else. Pass it along. Anything that your grandparents taught you, that your parents taught you, that your relatives, your neighbors taught you, share. Pass it along. Make the world a better place one person at a time. It's not that hard. If I can do it, you can do it. I'll tell you that right now. Let's see. Looks like we're coming down toward the end, so I'm going to wrap this one up for today. I've been Iron Angel, your host. I'll be back in 2 weeks with another show, and that one I'll actually have my notes and stuff, so it should be a little more cohesive and a little more sane and a whole lot less rambling, I hope. Hopefully you got a laugh at my lack of preparedness for this one. Don't know if you learned anything out of this, but, you know, if it inspired you to do a podcast, great. The last two tracks are Beatnik Turtle, which you can find on Alone Tone, and Gumbo Stew, which I think might be just up as Gumbo on AloneTone.com. First track is My Cereal, which I actually sing on the chorus of, mixed in with a few other people. And the last track that I'm going to play is a quiet little piece that I wrote in the shower about 2008 for the RPM Challenge. And you'll be hearing more about that coming up as we come up into February. And I am madly trying to record an album in a month. Hope some of you will join us with that. And with that, I'm going to leave you. Have a great day. Take care of each other. Beatnik Turtle and Gumbo Stew. Take it away.
Outside my window, a carriage rolls by, an antique from a day gone by. Light and shadow lay across my floor. Light and shadow as before forevermore. I've seen many days, sat through many nights, and the rain on city lights. Light and shadow, the cycle never ends. Light and shadow, that's all there is, my friends. Light and shadow. Cycle never.